it's a thing where we're so completely, absolutely, mind-blowingly different in thought process and personality that I think that the clash of the two of us playing music together was just really fun.
There's a difference of a decade in age and a lot of volume in sound, but singer-songwriter Jessica Lee Mayfield found more common ground than Ohio with the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Thanks to the Pretenders, Devo, and more recently the Black Keys, the Akron, Ohio area has a reputation for some unique musical exports. And a mere 20 minutes away in Kent, the Mayfield family band, One Way Rider, served up a few talents for the next generation. Jessica Lee Mayfield got her start with the band at age 8, picked up the guitar a few years later, and now, at 19, has a full-length debut called With Blasphemy So Heartfelt. A little singing appearance on the Black Keys record, Attack and Release, fits on the timeline as well. And it all led to the Keys' Dan Auerbach stepping in as producer for Jessica's new album. For an artist with such strong family ties, it's not all that surprising that family played a role in bringing the two artists together. And Jessica told that story and the story behind the album title during an interview with FUV's Claudia Marshall.
It was crazy because I was working at this ice cream shop. And his dad used to come in every day.
What was his favorite flavor?
Mint. He would get the mint milkshake.
Okay.
And he'd come in every single day. And I played a show with my family's band, and I'd missed a day. And I come back the next day, and he comes in, you know, and he said, "Where were you?" I said, "Oh, I was playing a show." And he goes, "Oh, my boy Danny plays music, too." And, you know, we started talking, and, you know, I gave him one of my CDs, and the next thing you know, he had Danny call me.
And this is how long ago?
I was 16.
Okay, so
yeah.
3-ish years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, he had Danny call me, and, like, we met up, and just the first day we met, we recorded, like, 8 songs together, just hanging out, and it was just, we ate at a Rally's. You know what that is? It's like a drive-in, like, burger place.
Now, right? I'm
a vegetarian now, but I think about that. That's, like, my first impression of Dan was, like, fast food.
I gotta tell you that even before I fell in love with the music, I fell in love with the title of the CD, and I'm sure a lot of people are asking you what that's all about. You care to illuminate us on the title?
Well, I had recorded the whole album, and the lyric "With Blasphemy So Heartfelt" comes from the song "Bible Days," which is on the album, and I had recorded the entire album and could not think of a title, and it literally got to the point where, like, Dan Auerbach and, like, all my friends were just texting back and forth album title ideas, and I hated every single one of them. And then I wrote "Bible Days," and the moment I was recording it, I played it for Dan, and he was like, "Oh, let's add that to the album." And I was recording it, and I was like, "Okay, that's it. I sang it," and I was like, "That is the lyric inside a song that needs to become the title."
And it's funny that it came at the very end of the process.
Right. It wasn't like "With Blasphemy So Heartfelt," let's create around this one song and this title. It was kind of like the bookend. And I got you to kiss me goodnight. Please don't ever leave me behind. When I'm alone, I pray for silence. All I could never get through love.
Live music from Jessica Lee Mayfield and a song called "I'm Not Lonely Anymore." Hear the complete interview, performance, and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.